He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series The life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Alhamdulillah, in this series, we are talking about the blessed life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh through various angles so that we can take lessons from his blessed life and act upon them and bring those lessons into our life as well. Remember, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, on a daily basis, thousands of people die, thousands of people leave this world, but moments after they pass away, they are forgotten. Almost immediately, they are forgotten. After they are buried, people forget who they are. People forget about them. People carry on with their lives. If it's not after a day or two, maybe after a week, maybe after a month, maybe after a year, maybe after 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, maybe a century, maybe three or four generations, people remember who they were. But after that, people forget who that individual was. People forget what the individual used to do. People forget what the individual's characteristics were like. People forget that individual. Nobody remembers that individual. But, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, but there are some people that not only are they remembered 10 years later, 20 years later, 100 years later, a few generations later, but centuries upon centuries later, they are still remembered. People still know who they are. People still remember them. People still look up to them. People still study about them. People still learn about them. People still want to be like them. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is one such personality. That is mentioned he was born in either 61 Hijri or 63 Hijri. But even today, people still learn about him. People still look up to him, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. People still want to be like him. Why? Because of the legacy that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, left behind. People want to be like him. People see the legacy and the success that he has left behind. People see the success that he had in his lifetime. And they want to be successful like him. They want to leave a legacy like him. So they study about him. They learn about him. They want to become like him. And the great leader, the great founder of the Hanbali school of thought, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, when you see that an individual has devotion towards Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he arranges his mention and then spreads it, only goodness will result in for that individual. If you remember Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, you mention his attributes and you spread them, only goodness will result in that. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this series, we are looking at the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, with this intention in mind, that we can learn about his attributes, we can learn about his characteristics, and we can try to become like him, and we can spread it to other people so other people can learn and benefit from his blessed life as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we will be talking about the governorship of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and lessons we can take from that. What areas was he the governor of? How did he accept the governorship? Why did he accept the governorship? Did he have conditions? And what features of his governorship made him successful? And what lessons can me and you take today from his governorship and his style of leadership? It's mentioned when he was approached to be the governor, he didn't want it. He rejected it. But then he preferred education and that field. But because of his family who were linked to the throne. Eventually, he fell into that as well. He fell into that field. When he was approached Caliph at that time, he rejected it. He said, I don't want to do it. But then, eventually, he accepted. He served Madinatul Munawwara as the governor at the age of 25 years old. Subhanallah. The Caliph Walid bin Abdul Malik, he appointed Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi as the governor of Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama and Ta'if. But like we mentioned, he did not accept this governorship easily. But upon the strict insistence of the Caliph, he agreed with the condition that he would not be asked to inflict cruelty upon people. He asked, so what was his condition? That he should not be asked to inflict cruelty upon people like previous governors did. Then Walid bin Abdul Malik, he accepted the condition and replied, deal with the matters justly, even if we only receive one dirham. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've just learned. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he accepted the governorship under what condition? That he would not be forced to be cruel to people. So under what position was he accepting? The leader of the governor. Being the governor, the center of power, the authority, but only with that condition that he wouldn't be expected to inflict cruelty upon people. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, surely, inflicting cruelty is a means of destruction of the person's world and the hereafter. Not only will a person's hereafter be destroyed, but if an individual is cruel to others, he will see the effects of that in this world as well. He will be destroyed in this world as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the lesson we learn from this, that if we are in a position of authority, we have people under us in a workplace or somewhere else, if we are the leader of a household, we have subordinates under us anywhere, we are in charge or look after people, people expect things from us, people are under our duty of care, we shouldn't be cruel on anyone. Even if we have power, we have the ability to do things, we shouldn't be cruel to people. We shouldn't inflict cruelty upon people. We should be just and fair. And look at the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He's not just the leader of a household here. He's not just the leader of a few employees here. He's not just a manager of one department. He's not just a leader of 10 or 20 people. He's the governor of entire areas. What was his condition for accepting that governorship? That he would not be expected to be cruel to people. He didn't want to be cruel to people. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's make this intention that we won't be cruel to anyone. We won't treat anyone unjustly. We won't be harsh with anyone. Following the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. And if we've ever done that, let's make tawbah in the court of Allah Almighty. That Ya Allah, please forgive us for this sin that we have committed. It is stated on page 9 of Catastrophic Consequences of Cruelty, a 62-page booklet of Dawat-e-Islami. Published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami. It is mentioned, Zaina Jurjani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states, to place something where something doesn't belong, that is cruelty. And in Sharia, cruelty means to deprive someone of his rights, to misuse something, to punish a guiltless person. So in Sharia, what is cruelty? What is this thing that Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he didn't want to be forced into, he didn't want to do. And why is he teaching us to stay away from? He's saying, stay away from depriving someone of his rights. Depriving someone of his rights. Do not misuse anything or somebody. Do not misuse somebody. And do not punish a person who is not guilty. Do not punish a guiltless person. This is what cruelty is, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. To deprive someone of their rights, to misuse someone something, or to punish a guiltless person. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, who is the unfortunate person? Who is the destitute person? This question was asked by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the companions. Let's listen to this incident of who is a destitute person. It's mentioned the beloved and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, do you know who is destitute? Do you know who is destitute? The blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum humbly replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a destitute person among us is the one who does not have any dirhams or belongings. So a destitute person, a poor person, an unfortunate person is that individual who does not have any dirhams or any wealth. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, In my ummah, destitute is the one who will come with salah, with fast, with zakat on the day of judgment. But he will also have abused somebody. He will have slandered someone. He would have swindled somebody out of money. He would have killed someone. He would have beaten someone. At the time of accountability, some of his good deeds will be given, some to that oppressed person. After this, if all his virtues run short, but he has not paid back everyone who he had oppressed, the faults, the sins of the oppressed people, they will be transferred to his book of deeds. Then he will be thrown into the fire of hell. This is a destitute person. This is a poor person. My dear viewers on Madani channel, reflect. Let's reflect. Who is a poor person? Who is a destitute person? Normally we think of a poor person as somebody who has no wealth, who has no money, who has nothing to his name. But no, the truly poor person, the truly destitute person is that individual who would have fasted in this world. He would have fasted so many times. He would have prayed his salah. He would have paid zakat. He would have done hajj. We're not even talking about individual who doesn't do these things. This individual, this poor person, this destitute person, he would have done all of these things. He would have prayed namaz. He would have had nafal salah. He would have fasted in the month of Ramadan. He would have kept nafal fast. He would have performed umrah and hajj. He would have paid zakat. He would have worshipped Allah Almighty. But at the same time, he would have been cruel to people. He would have abused people. He would have swore at people. He would have shouted at people. He would have hit people. He would have swindled them out of money. He would have committed fraud and caused them harm. He would have harmed people in so many different ways. My dear viewers of Madani channel, then the individual, what we've just learned, on the day of judgment, he will come with all those prayers, all that worship. But those people he would have wronged in the world, they will be standing against him. And he will be giving his good deeds to them. All the effort that he spent in this world worshipping Allah Almighty is destroyed. Why? Because of his cruelty towards others. Because of the way he talked to other people. Because of the way he dealt with other people. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's make this intention. Let's ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness. For all the cruelty that we have done. For all the lies we have told. For all the people we have deceived. For all the people we have oppressed. Let's ask Allah Almighty to forgive us. And make this intention. Make this intention. We won't do this again. Let's make this intention. We won't shout at people. We won't talk to people in a harsh manner. We won't talk to people in a disrespectful manner. We won't harm people. We won't hit people. We won't be cruel to people. We won't oppress people. May Allah Almighty keep us away from those who will be empty-handed on the Day of Judgment. May Allah Almighty save us from being that individual who will go to the Day of Judgment with loads of worship. We'll go with fasts. We'll go with zakat, paying zakat. We will go to the Day of Judgment with salah in his book of deeds. But then is ripped out because of the way he dealt with other people. May Allah Almighty protect us from being such an individual. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel. When Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he reached Madinatul Munawwara as the governor, he gathered the leading Muslim jurists of that time. He gathered all the leading Muslim jurists of Madinatul Munawwara for a meeting. So this is the first thing that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, did. It's the first thing Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, did as governor in Madinatul Munawwara. And it's a lesson for all of us media viewers on Madani channel. What did he do? He gathered all the jurists, the leading jurists, the fuqaha, the scholars of Madinatul Munawwara. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said to the scholars, I have gathered you all for such a noble act, which will not only earn you great reward, but also you will be called the supporters of the truth. Subhanallah. If you see someone inflicting cruelty, or any of you know any government official or government servant involved in such an activity, I will make you swear by Allah Almighty that you must inform me about it. If you see anyone from the government, if you see anyone inflicting cruelty on someone else, I want you to inform me about it. The great Muslim jurist got so deeply impressed, subhanAllah, by his great passion and spirit for ensuring peace, they prayed for him to get blessings. So look, my dear viewers, Ahmadinejad, maybe it was this reason that he became so successful, that he was so cautious about cruelty being inflicted under his watch, the oppression taking place under his watch, that he gathered the local scholars, the scholars of Madinatul Munawwara, and he made them promise him that if they saw anybody inflicting cruelty, they would inform him so he could stop it. He didn't want any oppression to be taking place. And he did it on a government level because that's what his role was. Madhi Views of Madhini Channel. We should do it on whatever level we can. If we are leads of departments, we should make sure no oppression or cruelty takes place within our department. As leaders of households, we should make sure no oppression or cruelty takes place in our households. Because we don't want to be like that destitute person on the Day of Judgment, my dear viewers of Madhini Channel, who is oppressing other people, who is cruel to other people, who allows cruelty to take place under his or her watch. May Allah Almighty allow us to be truly those individuals who stay away from cruelty and are able to fulfill the rights of others as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Dear Viewers of Madhini Channel, is mentioned that Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would regularly call a meeting with an executive board. So he made a shura, he made an executive board of people who he would take advice from. And that board, it was made up of the greatest Muslim jurists, greatest Muslim scholars of that area, of Madinatul Munawwara. Whenever he was faced with a complicated issue, he would gather them and he would consult them and put this issue in front of them and ask them, what advice do you have? How should we tackle this issue? How should we deal with this issue? By the blessings of this, dear viewers of Madinatul Munawwara, by the blessings of consulting with the scholars, taking advice from them, consulting them, it is said, all of his decisions and judgments were made with pure justice. Once in the presence of Sayyidina Rabi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the judgment of Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it was mentioned and he said, by Allah, he never made a wrong decision. My dear viewers of Madhini Channel, despite having huge knowledge himself, despite being an ocean of knowledge himself, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would consult the scholars of Madinatul Munawwara and he would ask them for advice and he would take the advice on board. But my dear viewers of Madhini Channel, just let's reflect on ourselves. If we get to any sort of position, we get any sort of understanding about something, we think we know best. If we gain a degree or a job in a certain field, we think we're experts in that, we know better than everyone else. If anybody tries to give us advice, we don't take it on board. Like, I'm in this role, it's my job, it's my field, I know how to do it. Who are you to tell me? This is the mindset we normally have. For example, when an individual becomes an accountant, when an individual becomes a solicitor or a doctor, and then his parents or those who are his teachers, they try to advise him on something, or somebody from society tries to advise him, this thing that you're doing is wrong, you shouldn't do it. Because of the arrogance that is instilled, because of the education or apparent education of that individual is not willing to listen. That individual thinks, I know best, who are you to tell me? Or if an individual, he studied a few books of religious knowledge, he thinks he knows everything. When scholars, great scholars tell him that what you're doing is wrong, or when people from society tell him that this is what you're doing is wrong, thinks, I've studied a few books, thinks, I know better than you, who are you to tell me? I've studied as well. My dear viewers of Madhini Channel, from the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we see this is not the way. When people advise us, we should take their advice on board. And we should make a circle around us to advise us when we are to make big decisions. We should make a circle of those people who we trust. And when we have a big decision in our lives, when we have something we need to make a decision about, we shouldn't just go into it just with our own intellect, just with our own viewpoint, without consulting anybody. Because this is not the way of the great scholars of Islam. This is not the way of the successful people. This is not the way of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We've learned that he made a board from great Islamic scholars and he would take advice from them. So why don't we make a board as well around us? A group of close friends, whether they're scholars or our teachers or people who we trust, that when they give us advice, when we want to make a decision, we gain advice from them and we act upon what is told to us as well. In this way, my dear viewers on Madani Channel, we will see that we are not falling foul of making hasty decisions. All our decisions will be based on reason and logic. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, consultation is a great sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on many occasions, he would ask the opinions of the blessed Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that what do you think we should do here? What's the advice that you give here? Remember, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew best. He didn't need the advice of the Sahaba. He didn't need to consult them. But why did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam do it? He did it to teach me and you that when you are faced with difficult decisions, when you are faced with tough decisions, consult with people. Because through consultation, through talking through that problem, through talking through that issue, you will come to a decision which will be a means of success for you. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I want to finish today's episode by mentioning a few sayings on this topic of consultation, that how we should consult people when we are making decisions and the importance of it if we want to be successful in this world and in the hereafter. Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he said that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the person who intends to do something and consults with a Muslim for it, Allah Almighty guides him towards the right. So if you intend to do something and you consult a Muslim with it, subhanAllah, Allah Almighty will guide you towards the right decision. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanAllah, he says, when people in a group consult with each other, Allah Almighty guides them to a better opinion. Allah Almighty guides them to a better opinion, subhanAllah. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated, the person who does istikhara will not become unsuccessful, and the one who consults with someone will not regret, and the one who spends moderately will never become indigent. SubhanAllah, again, emphasis on consulting with somebody, will not feel regret. Now listen to this final saying, my dear viewers on Madani Channel, about the harms of not consulting, about the harms of thinking that your opinion or our opinion is final and best, that we know best. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the fourth Caliph of Islam, the Lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Lion of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Karamallahu Wajhahul Kareem, he says, the one who considers his opinion sufficient is in danger. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've learned the importance of consulting with others when we have a decision to make. We've learned the harms of thinking that our opinion itself is sufficient. So let's make this intention. When we have a big decision to make, we will consult with other people. We will make that group of friends around us, that circle around us, who we trust when these decisions are about to be made, that we can consult with them and they will give us the best advice possible. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's make this intention that we will make this circle and we will consult with people when we have a decision to make. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah Almighty allow us to take lessons from his blessed life. May Allah Almighty allow us to become successful like him as well. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, revival of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, revival of the sunnah.